Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. In deen, there are many, many commandments. The details of which are many also. There are many commandments in deen. And it is our duty to practice upon the entire deen. However, at times, there are certain commandments if we practice upon. Then if you put this in order, the rest of the deen will become easy for us. We find this in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And many a time a sahabi would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, show me something that will enter me into Jannah and distance me from the fire of Jahannam. So a certain occasion, certain answer was given to this sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu for advice. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give him certain advice. Some sahabi will ask that what is the way to salvation? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give him advice. Some sahabi will ask, what is the most virtuous action? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Different answers were given, different replies were given, according to the need, according to the situation, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt was appropriate, and what will take this person forward in deen, and enable him to get everything correct and everything in order. So likewise, from this, our mashayikh, rahimahullah, they, looking at this, according to the time, according to the situation, according to the situation at hand, and whatever is currently needed, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would advise the Sahaba, they will advise us accordingly. So as it is known also for those who are familiar of God in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jamaat, what we know as the six qualities, that they explain to us that it's not the whole of deen, but if you practice upon it, then inshallah everything else will fall into place. So from the recent past, from amongst the great mashayikh was Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab rahimahullah, who was the sheikh of many of our mashayikh in our country and throughout the world. In fact, he was the sheikh of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab rahimahullah. So in keeping with this, he also gives four advices, and Hazrat rahimahullah says that this is his 80 years of experience. So a person of that caliber who was involved in making the islah of the people, those around him and throughout the world. So he says, this is my 80 years of experience. If you get these things right, obviously it doesn't mean it's the whole of deen, but if you put these things in place, then inshallah, the balance will fall into place very easily. And why these particular things? Because these things are very difficult on the nafs. And if this thing is in control, then inshallah, the balance will fall into place very easily. As mentioned yesterday, that if something is in our lives, then we should make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never regard it as our own achievement. This is a great antidote to pride, which was mentioned yesterday, that a person who has a little bit of pride, he won't even smell the fragrance of Jannah. So if it is in our lives, then make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't regard it as our own achievement. And also to keep in mind, by means of an example, if there's a race on, and a person who is in the lead, but the race is not finished, the race is not over, but he's in the lead, and he says to himself that I won the race. So what will think of this person? The person in the back, maybe he's at the back now currently, but we don't know till the end line, till the finishing line, then we'll see who's the winner, who won. So till our end, till our last breath, we don't know who is successful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get our book of deeds in our right hand, then we can make claims. But till death, we cannot make any claims that I am better than so and so. So to keep this in mind, that perhaps maybe we got this amal in practice into place, but we should always be worried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innama al-ibratu lil khawatim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges according to the end. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that many of people, that there will be people that throughout their lives they'll be doing the amal, the actions of the people of Jannah, till there's a hand span between them and Jannah. Then the taqdeer will overtake them, and they will do something, and they will become from the people of Jahannam. So Allah protect us. And likewise, there will be doing actions from the people of Jahannam, and towards the end there will be a hand span between them and the fire of Jahannam. Then their taqdeer will overtake them. Allah will give them hidayat, and they will become from the people of Jannah. So to keep this in mind, that we should be worried about ourselves and not look down upon others. So inshallah, we'll mention these advices and explain inshallah over the next one or two days. The first action is to keep a beard to the extent of 1/1 in length. So the beard is wajib. According to all schools of thought, of jurisprudence, that it is wajib, it is necessary, compulsory, like how we understand that witr salah is wajib, Eid salah is wajib. So like that, the beard, to keep it 1/1, this is also wajib. and one first on all sides, not only at the bottom, as maybe out of ignorance people do not know, but at the bottom and all three sides. The following is reported in narration of Bukhari Sharif. خالف المشركين وفر اللحى وأحف الشوارب وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما إذا حج أو اعتمر قبض عن لحيته فما فضل أخذه. Oppose the idolaters, lengthen the beard and shorten the mustache. And Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنهما, Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما used to go for Hajj Umrah. He would take hold of his beard in his first. Whatever amount of the beard was in excess of the first, he would trim it. So we are allowed to trim what is beyond the first, but not anything less than that. So, this is the first action. And as mentioned, it is wajib to keep a beard. Like how it is, we understand it's wajib to perform the Witr Salah, the Eid Salah. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahimahullah writes in, Besti Zewar, it is haram to shave the beard, as well to trim it to less than the first, less than the length of one first. One incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was two Persian envoys who came to see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were clean shaven. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, although they were disbelievers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his face away from them. He didn't even want to look at them. But mentioned earlier now that we shouldn't look down upon anybody. We don't know what that person's condition is. Maybe he made tawbah already. If there's a person who's not keeping a beard, we don't know. We cannot judge anybody. There's an incident in the life of Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahimahullah, who was a great personality in the last century. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him and blessed him with teaching the dars of hadith and the different Islamic sciences in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. He was so fortunate, so blessed. On one occasion, Hazrat was very particular about the beard. And one day somebody came to him, he didn't have a beard. So with that person's caliber, with his ikhlas, obviously according to the situation, one is the Ustad in Madrasa who explained to us, قُلِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرًّا. Say the truth even though it's bitter. But doesn't mean you must say it in a bitter way. So according with love, with mahabba, if we got some close contact with somebody, we can encourage him. Then obviously, this is our duty, we should encourage him. So one person came to Hazrat, and he was of that caliber, so maybe he knew this person. So he saw him, he was trimming his beard. So he got very upset. He said, go away from here. So the person immediately, he said, I made tawbah. So immediately Hazrat embraced him and he spoke to him very nicely. So we should encourage one another in a loving way, how we can follow all the commandments of deen. So this is the first command to keep the first practice, inshallah. If we uphold it, then inshallah, amongst the four, it will be easier for us to practice on complete deen, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. There was an incident of a person in Stanger a few years ago that he shouldn't keep the beard. And his friend has mentioned now, we should encourage one another to practice on deen. So his friend shouldn't keep the beard. So his friend used to always encourage him that, you know what, keep the beard, in a nice way. So eventually Allah gave him tawfiq, he started keeping the beard. And he was on his way from Stanger, perhaps I think his wife or something gave birth. So he was going to visit her or come back home or whatever it was. And on the way he met in an accident and he passed away. So his friend was worried about his friend that passed away. So he wanted to know, hey, how is my friend doing? So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that he shows by means of indication in a dream that how this person is faring. So he saw his friend in the dream and he asked him, hey, how are you doing? His friend was, alhamdulillah, in a good condition, and he indicated towards his beard, he said, this has saved me. So one commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are not practicing, make the niyat, inshallah. But never ever look down upon the commandment of deen. One is if a person is not practicing, then that is bad enough. But it's not so bad and not so dangerous as a person who looks down upon the commandment of deen. So if you're not practicing, inshallah, make niyat to practice. But never ever look down and trivialize any commandment of deen. We don't know which commandment of deen, which sunnah, which act we do that will take us across on the ridge of over Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.